Condor, the special meeting to a fire district prudential committee, June 5th, 2014. Is there anyone recording?
Amy Cates is recording.
Thank you. Tonight we're addressing the open meeting law complaint from Mrs. Agnes Murray. The complaint stems from a March 24th meeting. She had difficulty hearing, so I'll read the the complaint. The Prudential Committee meeting on March 24th, 2015 could not be heard by many members of the public, most particularly the Treasurer does not speak up, as though he is having a private conversation with the committee. This has been an ongoing problem. He does not speak into the microphone, no matter how many times he's been requested to do so. People in the front row could not hear him. I did write a note, which I brought up to the committee, to the chairman, which said he, the treasurer, needs to speak up and into the microphone. This note was completely ignored by Chairman Barry. The meeting is a public meeting where there were about 20 people present and many people could not hear. Over many months, people have addressed this situation to the board. It's unacceptable that people cannot hear and is a violation of the open meeting law. It's my understanding the new audio system has been installed, but unless the speakers use the microphones properly, the system becomes inadequate. It is made known that the same meeting was not taped because of a malfunction of the sound system. And the correction she wants is that she wants the members of the board and any speakers taking part in the meeting to speak up and make proper use of the microphone so that all members of the public can hear. And then there was a... Do you want me to read the letter also?
Please.
On May 6th, it says 2015, but I believe Ms. Murray meant 2014, she wrote a letter to the Attorney General accompanying the complaint. Enclosed is an open meeting law complaint, which I sent to Mr. Richard Berry, Chair of the Catuit Fire District Prudential Committee, on April 7th, 2014. To date, I have not received a response from him. On April 14th, the committee held a special meeting after Mr. Berry recognized the treasurer, Mr. Michael Daly, to speak. Mr. Berry asked the treasurer to speak into the microphone because they had received a complaint about people not being able to hear. The meeting went well. Mr. Daly spoke into the mic and people could hear what was going on. If such good work had continued, I probably would not have filed this complaint because the problem had been resolved. However, on the April 28th regular meeting of the Prudential Committee was held, and it was a very important meeting because a warrant for the annual meeting is being finalized. The meeting lasted approximately 1 hour and 10 minutes, and for the most part, no one could hear anything. Mr. Daly did not speak into the microphone, and Mr. Berry did not ask him to. Along the way, a person did speak up to say they could not hear. Did not do any good. That's what happens if you turn them up too much. Comment I have to make is that about the dates, the alleged violation was March 24th. Was mailed to the Attorney General on May 6th, 2014.
Okay.
Which is more than 30 days.
More than 30 days. Should I speak? Generally, when the Prudential Committee does receive a letter directly, it is simply the complainant following the correct procedure to notify the particular governmental body, in this case, the Prudential Committee. And there should have been a response, even if the response was brief, to state we don't believe we have violated the open meeting laws. Having seen no response, the complainant, Ms. Murray, did what she's supposed to do. She sent it up to the Attorney General's office. And I would just suggest, as I have before, if this body receives a complaint, they should respond. I mean, it would obviate the need for this brief meeting. The Attorney General's office also requires that if I'm going to respond, that I'd be so asked at a public entertain a vote. And before you do that, I do have a question for Mrs. Murray, if I could. The issue really is not the microphones. It's not people's ability generally to hear. It's that the treasurer did not use the microphones properly. Is that correct? Is there anything else? Was anyone in the public looking to get any special equipment because they're hearing impaired?
Agnes Murray, people, even having your mouth too far away from the microphone, it doesn't go through too well. As long as people use the microphone, people can hear. And particularly with Mr. Daly, he speaks further away and then speaks very softly, and you can't hear a single word. But if you speak into the microphone and be aware of it, everyone can hear. And that was the problem, is that I wouldn't have filed it because the next meeting went very well, especially when I mentioned everybody could hear. But after that, in that very important meeting, nothing.
The reason I ask you that is if there are people who need assistance with hearing and this board does not provide any assistance, then you could have an Americans with Disability Act complaint. And I want to make sure we're not dealing with that. We're just dealing with an inability to use the equipment as it's supposed to. Perfect. Thank you.
I just want to clarify that Mrs. Hadley and I were not made aware of the complaint until the night of the annual meeting. The very first time that we could have a meeting was Monday. But we didn't have a copy of the complaint on Monday, so that's why we waited to have the meeting done tonight. So it's not that Mrs. Hadley or I were delinquent in taking care of this. I would accept a motion to ask Mr. Boudreau to write a response to the Attorney General's office in regard to the complaint, open meeting law complaint, but filed by Mrs. Murray.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion to adjourn.
Before you adjourn, can I just make a suggestion? If you can't hear, just raise your hand. You know, if you're at a meeting and you're not hearing us, just raise your hand. I'm just asking that if we recognize, it's faster than trying to pass a note to us so that we will know what that means probably. Yes. Okay.
Close the special meeting of thanks. Oh, Mark. Yeah. That's a recording of